With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, something that can totally change your relationship with stress and overwhelm. Embracing your limits. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, saying yes to everything, and then collapsing under the weight of it all? I get it. We live in a world where busy is basically a badge of honor. But here's the thing. Our bodies and minds have limits, and pushing past them isn't sustainable. It's like trying to run a marathon on fumes. You might make it for a while, but eventually, you're going to hit a wall. So how do we find that sweet spot? How do we honor our limits without feeling like we're letting everyone down or missing out on opportunities? Today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that can help you become a master of boundaries and reclaim your power. First up, recognize your limits. This isn't about being lazy or saying no to everything fun. It's about knowing yourself, your energy levels, your priorities, your capacity for stress. Take some time to reflect on what truly energizes you and what drains you. You know that feeling when you push yourself too hard, and suddenly your motivation evaporates? That's a clear sign you need to back off. Next, practice saying no gracefully. This is tough. We're often programmed to please people and avoid conflict. But remember, saying yes when you really want to say no can lead to resentment, burnout, and ultimately, less fulfilling relationships. Start small. Maybe decline that extra project at work or politely pass on a social invitation that doesn't align with your energy levels. It gets easier with practice. Third, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. It's about actively investing in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, meditating, or spending time with loved ones, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Number 4. Set realistic expectations. Let's be real. We can't do everything at once, and that's okay. Strive for progress, not perfection. Break down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Finally, remember your worth. You are valuable, capable, and deserving of respect. Saying no to protect your time and energy is a sign of self-respect, not selfishness. Embrace your limits as an opportunity for growth and authenticity. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're heading into the office after a long weekend. You have a mountain of emails, deadlines looming, and a colleague who seems to need your help with everything. It's easy to get sucked into that chaos and spend all day firefighting. But what if you took a moment to breathe, assess your energy levels, and set some boundaries? Maybe you prioritize the most urgent tasks, politely decline helping with non-essential projects, and schedule time for focused work without distractions. By embracing your limits and setting clear expectations, you can navigate that chaotic day with more calm, control, and ultimately, productivity. So remember, folks, saying yes to everything might seem like the path to success, but it often leads to burnout and resentment. Embracing your limits is about honoring yourself, prioritizing your well-being, and setting the stage for a more fulfilling life. Remember those 5 takeaways. Recognize your limits, practice saying no, prioritize self-care, set realistic expectations, and remember your worth. I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep supporting each other in navigating this crazy journey called life. Until next time, stay detached and thrive.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.